Blog Talk Radio.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? Seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing. Did you know you see things not as they are, but as you are? What we see in our outer world is a projection of what we are feeling in our inner world. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. If what you are seeing isn't what you want, you can begin the inner work to change your life. Stephen Covey wrote, "Whatever your present situation, I assure you that you are not your habits. You can replace old patterns of self-defeating behavior with new patterns, new habits of effectiveness, happiness, and trust." So you're asking, how can I do this? The answer is that our outer world is a reflection of our inner world. When we want to change our outer world, we have to change the inner world first. The entire process is mental. It is absolutely the truth. There is no debate. You aren't what you think you are. You are what we think. We live in mind, and it can only return to us what we think into it. In other words, when we fail to see from within, we will never experience externally. We live from within out. It starts within. It starts with a thought. Bonjour. Good day. Dobro jutro. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and internationally. In minutes, darlings, in minutes, you could be the star of your very own show. The world is waiting for you. Timing is everything, and the time is now. Imagine you starring in your very own live half-hour radio show, sharing your story with the world. It's about you, your way, you own it. Internet radio is a powerful marketing tool and PR tool and learning curve. It's exploding. And I'm inviting you to call in and we could talk about it. 347-637-3789. I know today's show is living with ease. You know, sometimes we go through life believing we need to make it all happen. We need to push, control, and be on top of everything, or all could tumble down. These are lifelong beliefs that do not serve us. The truth is that when we relax and trust life, we get more done, and things fall into place with a greater end. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. Are you living with ease? Do you know that everything in your life, present and even future, is held in your subconscious? And negative thinking is so habitual. You want to blame God, your higher power, your significant other, your kids, whatever. There is no blame. There is no blame. Now, I don't know if you're an entrepreneur, a business owner. I don't care who you are. Does everyone understand the purpose of your service, your business, your product, your mission and passion? Do you have a book? Do you have recipes? What is it that you want to share with the world? And you could do it on your very own live half-hour show. under the umbrella of Live with Kathy. I co-host. You email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And Mijmo Devanit, that in Croatian is. We'll talk. We'll see if we resonate. And what do you have that's going to improve the quality of life? We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many. We're not living with ease because we haven't released the past. You're not moving higher on the path of life, which has no end. Only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals, and vistas to enter, to explore. Come soar with me. Email me at kathystudio at sbcglobal.net. And you want to know what the best is about broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio? We broadcast from the comfort of your home or office on a landline phone or a quality cell phone. Now, the show is archived. This show today will be archived. It will be added to the archives after the show in about 15 to 20 minutes. You log on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I-W-E-T-S-O-N, and click on January 26th, Living with Ease. Do you bring joy? Do you bring joy into life, to anyone's life? Do you find joy? Are you happy now? Are you comfortable now? Now, after the show is archived, I email you the link. Then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and it will circle the world. Choose your day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Time is flexible, but I suggest that we stay with 11:30 to 12 Central Time. Yeah, I choreograph with you. I work with you on content. There's a one-time fee, modest. And then I become your outside advocate. I look forward to working with you. Ah, creatively yours, Kathy Watson. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Do you know that the secret of life? To know who you are and where are you going. Who are you? Who are you? Are you living with ease? Do you find joy in your life? Do you bring joy? Are you a joy to live with? You do know, or perhaps you don't, that our higher power gives you, your higher power, gives you the freedom to choose whatever it is you want out of life. What do you want out of life? How many times have I told you? You're the creator. You're the Michelangelo of your life. You're the landscaper. Or are you living your life according to the gospel of someone else? Toxic negative thinking. Your higher power gives you the freedom to choose whatever it is you want out of life. Then in response, your higher power supports you in fulfilling that desire. And why do I call it the higher power? Because I don't know what your belief system is. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in Allah? Do you believe in Buddha? It is up to you to walk, call on your higher power. Don't walk ahead or behind. Walk alongside of it. And relax. And keep your mind open. No judgment. Who are we to judge? When we recognize and are in union with our higher power, all aspects of our lives, our life flows more easily. You aren't what you think you are what you think. Release the need to control. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. And when I laid down the torch and I just turned my life over to the higher power, I put in my goals. They're out there. Now it's up to the universe to manifest them. And I am to step back, get out of my bloated way, and allow my higher power to take over. Let me share with you before I go into recognizing my sponsors. A Jesuit priest wrote the following vignette that illustrates the point I'm attempting to make. The student said, excuse me, why is everyone so happy except me? And the master said, because they've learned to see goodness and beauty everywhere. And the student said, well, why don't I see goodness and beauty everywhere? And the master replied, because you cannot see outside of you what you fail to see inside. In other words, what we fail to see from within, we will never experience externally. We live from within out. So this is what I want you to promise to yourself. Today, I make a promise to myself to do the work necessary to experience the life I wish to leave. I know as I change my consciousness, my experiences are also changed. I begin to live from the inside out. Begin to live from the inside out. You are the master of your life and of your thinking. We have peaks and valleys, and I found that the greatest discovery of any generation, especially now, is that a human being can alter his or her life by altering the attitudes of the mind. And this is what science of mind, how it supports that. All thoughts of failure or depression must be erased from the mentality, and positive thoughts of achievement must take their place. Have faith in your higher power, in your life, and in your fellow men. There's a banner that many people have, entry to their homes. What happens to you does not matter. What you become through those experiences is all that is significant. This is the true meaning of life. All of us will encounter high points and low points in our life. When we're going through the difficult times and we can remember that our higher power is just as much present as in good times, our life proceeds much more easily. Darlings, you're never alone. There is a loving, powerful presence with you wherever you are. I want you to release all fear and doubt, no matter what appearances may be. because my power resides within, and I embrace living my life with ease. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, nationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. You can email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. My website, simplyageless.net, and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, C-A-T-H-I. Be sure and click on all of C buttons. Come and soar with me through my life. And I want you to click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, soul songs and Shakespeare. Oh, you will love Roger's voice. Brilliantly talented. Our bags are packed. We will travel the world. I think it would be fun to create a cruise on an international cruise ship and have it be all about the Bard. Willie Shakes. Oh, he was quite a dude. And everyone participates. You'll love the sing-along, and it's fun. And sidebar, if you've never taken a cruise, do you want to live your life with ease? Book a cruise. Because you're totally pampered from the minute you're on deck, you embark, until you leave. Your life will flow with such ease. Now click on books. Scroll down. Nonfiction. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible, right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Hey, Ponce de Leon, move over. I have discovered the fountain of youth. Got to move the toxins out of our body. And the methods and the techniques are simple to learn. We use our fingertips. It's all natural. Once you've learned them, they're yours for life and they go with you everywhere. The book is available by contacting me via email, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. It's an e-book and a soft copy. You will love it. Ballet on the Beam, contributing authors. Ballet on the Beam. Did you get your sleep last night? Did you get your Z's last night? Financial Empowerment, Belly Dancing, and All of My Secrets. Scroll down to Choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. What will you learn from it? Ah, you can learn to fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed and live your life with ease. You can live your life in paradise. The book is available. There are 14 of us that bared our soul. We went through the traverse. We traversed the abyss to help you enjoy a life. I know that you're not, most of you are not living with ease. Read our stories. The book is available at authorhouse.com. Scroll down to The Heart of the Lion. My trip to Africa. I wrote a journal. If you're going to have an out-of-this-world experience, be sure you write a journal. Because you're not going to remember everything. Oh, what an experience. It should be a movie. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, David Ricklin, Self-Growth, and Amazon. We all, oh, I am chapter 3, the passionate warrior. So 115 of us said, hey, nothing is great, nothing is too great. We have a freedom to choose, and I choose to live my life with ease. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you in part by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Iron Workers, and Impact. Can't you just feel the energy? Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Iron workers, the Dom Perignon of the trades. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is my pleasure to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offer, did you know, they offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. And there's a CD out, Iron Workers, a Noble Profession. I opened with the bombastic Aaron Copland fanfare to the common man. And then I transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. All available by getting in touch with me via email. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by our CPA, Greg McIntyre. You can email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Oh, don't tell me that looks don't matter. Of course they do. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, trauma, toxins release. Anger releases toxins into the body. How could you possibly live a life of ease if you're ill? If you're krepana? That means poorly. Get the book, only available by contacting Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Edith Nam wrote a wonderful book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles, positive energy and power, hope, health, and happiness. To learn more, you could log on enamm.com. The book is available, amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And hey, have you ever had a dream of owning your own business, doing your job from the comfort of your home? You have the power to manifest that dream with a home-based business. You need the formula. You need the blueprint. You know how to reach me. I don't care what your age is, retired, semi-retired, solopreneur, entrepreneur. I started my home-based business when I was 25. It's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and to believe in you. Get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Yeah. Most of us are not living the quality of life that we deserve. You're not living with ease, I know that. Because you're a control freak. Why do I know? Because I was one. I mean, I was going through life believing that all I had to do to make it happen is to push, control, and be on top of everything, or you know, it'll all tumble down. These are old, archaic thoughts that do not, we have to change them. When we recognize and are in union with our higher power in all aspects of our lives flow more easily. Only when we release the need to control and direct everything does our life become easier and good things begin to happen. Get out of your bloated way. The right people begin to show up in our lives. Our intuition flows, and we realize that we don't need to struggle. Put the sword down. Can you live from the inside out? Can you release the need to control? In life today, did you find joy? Do you bring joy? Are you a joy to live with? When we connect with our higher power, good things happen. And Joseph Campbell refers to the power of helping hands. Life can be an enjoyable experience. The ancient Egyptians believed that one's afterlife depended on answering two questions. Did you find joy? Did you bring joy? It is so much easier to find and give joy when we live from the inside out. Remembering that there is great power willing to work with us to manifest our dreams, but you've got to release the need to control, to push, to be on top of everything. It just ain't gonna happen. So today I want you to say out loud, I begin to live effortlessly. I release the need to control, and I turn to my higher power. I relax in the flow of divine goodness. Oh, unfortunately, all too often many of us trade our passion what seems to be the sensible thing to do. We do what we think we should and lose our aliveness. We worry that what we may want may sound silly, and our friends and family may not agree. It's beyond our reach. We're not smart enough. Don't have enough school, on and on. You've got to know that if our still small voice is urging us to do something, the higher power, the universe, will support us when we take action. Can you get out of your own bloated way? Can you relax and trust life? When you do that, we get more things done, and things fall into place with a greater end. When we embrace and recognize that we're in union with our higher power, all aspects of our lives, our life flows more easily. And remember, your greatest freedom is that of choice. What are your choices today? Until tomorrow, remember to always be in your best elements. Kathy Watson, au revoir.